This quality's terrible.
Oh, goodness.
Okay, you ready?
Let's do it.
Go.
All right, so the real meat of the podcast, the actual press beta and the footage that we all managed to watch and not be involved in. No, that sounded whiny. so that happened on March 17th and 18th.
I would just like to take a moment to say, I think everybody listening would have loved to be in the press beta. So it's not really whiny. Everybody who isn't in the beta would like to be in the press beta.
We're whining for them.
Yes, we're whining for everybody. It's like a universal whine.
I guess that's a valid excuse until April 10th.
Yes.
Which, if you don't know already, that's when the pre-purchase stuff starts. So you can pick that up and then get guaranteed in the beta event. So do that. Do that.
I've heard rumored is April 20th is the event start, isn't it?
That's the rumor.
Ooh, I like rumor.
There's rumors from the magical land of Scandinavia that's the date that's being posted everywhere. Actually, I'm glad you brought that up. April 20th. That's apparently going to be a big day. So
well, that's 19 days from 18 days from now.
It is.
I also can't wait for my giant chest statue.
Yes.
Do you want?
Wait a second. Wait a second.
You're buying the collector's edition.
Wait a second, guys. Loop just really, really cut up. Like your
I did.
Yeah, it was like all metallic-y.
She's so metal.
It's okay now.
Yeah.
Can you just say what you said? I'm sorry. I just wanted to cut in. Sorry.
Like everything I said?
The char thing, I guess.
The char thing.
Okay. It feels so weird. Whenever it's like you're under pressure.
It's artificial.
I know. I don't... Artificial.
It sounded fine.
Well, my recording won't have it. That's why. So.
Oh,
that's weird. Oh, I can't wait to get my char statue.
I want to. Okay, so when we start doing the live cast, which we've already hinted towards, I need to have that and the two books I just bought. Because I bought the two Guild Wars books. And you have them like in the background or something. Yeah, I tweeted about that. Everyone follow me. No. Yeah, we need to have like little statues and stuff. It's gonna be awesome. actually, on that note, is everyone here getting the collector's edition? Because I would hope so.
Nope, I am getting the digital,
obviously.
I think I don't know. I want the collector's edition, but the money I could save on that, I can put toward gems.
That's what I'm doing.
So, that's true. It is really expensive, but I just really want that char statue.
Oh, the char statue is awesome, but it'll just sit and collect dust, I think. I don't know. I have a feeling I'll get up there to put my credit card number in, and I'll end up clicking the collector's edition. I have a feeling that's what's going to happen, but as of right now, I'm probably only going to go with the digital edition.
Yeah, I want the middle digital one, the like $80 one, isn't it? Like $79?
Digital Deluxe?
Is that their official title? I had the Skyrim collector's edition, and I mean, I've got my beautiful, awesome dragon dude, but he kind of just sits there and gets really dusty. So I'm like, well, I'll put the extra, however many dollars it will end up being, into gems, and then I'll be happy.
I just don't think you like char, and I'm not hinting from a previous conversation we had either.
Well, I didn't like Taurens either. I just don't like the animal races. I'm just not a big animal race fan.
So I'm generally not either, but I really do like the char.
I don't like the animal, but the char look awesome.
It's okay that you're not a furry.
Yeah, well, I like, I don't like the Asura either, so it's not just a big furry animal thing I don't like. I also don't like the little furry footballs,
They're not like animals, are they? They're like alien.
The fact you're like puppies. Calling Asura.
Well, I guess they kind animals. Of look like a puppy.
Well, they here. Look like animals. They look like a little puppy. Like but corgis? Like an alien puppy? No, like an alien puppy. Like one you should kick, like a football.
Okay, we need to move on. This is terrible. Pete is going to be on our asses.
Hey, I have two corgis. I do not kick them anywhere.
Okay. So again, weren't in it. Blah blah blah. We're fighting for the community. We're whining for you guys. One thing I noticed, initial remark, is that it seemed like there's a lot of PvE content compared to PvP, and I think that's because everyone 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago was hopping on the PvP train. They're like, oh, WB-Dub and Battle for Kylo. What is this? What did you guys think about the content you saw? Like, what did you guys see the most of?
I guess I look for the PvP stuff. So I find tons of PvP stuff. Well,
I guess I should have expected
that. But I did listen to a lot of Wooden Potato stuff too. I know that he wasn't, you know, he doesn't always use his own content because he has to use
the guru one,
the guru stuff. But it's really nice of them to allow him to do that. But I still listen to some of the stories and stuff from other people, and I watch Total Biscuit. Total Biscuit does some PvP stuff, but yeah, most of the stuff that he was doing was a lot of PvE oriented.
I watched him doing the dynamic events, and I was like, I want to play now.
Yeah, it was kind of cool seeing the way that Total Biscuit was like, you know, I'm not talking to that guy, but I'm playing with him, you know. It's kind of, at the same time, like, I think that's cool that we're all playing together and you get kind of this MMO feel because you're seeing other people around you. But at the same time, I'm like, oh, but you're not talking to him. Like, that's the fun part.
That's what I thought, too.
Yeah, like, that's immediately what I thought. Like, he's like, I'm not talking, like, as soon as he said, I'm not talking to him, but we're, like, helping towards this goal, I was like, oh, that's kind of sad. Because, like, to me, it feels like you should have to talk, like, to each other. Maybe they'll make some events that are like that where, you know, you kind of do have to coordinate a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Higher end, maybe more complex events, perhaps. Yeah. Hopefully.
Well, I thought they looked great the way they were, and I did love the fact that he was sort of, like, focusing on the fact that you can't just run through the lobby zone because everything scales to you, so there, like, is no lobby zone. I was like, kind of cool. I like that, too.
Yeah, and it reuses some content, which is cool, mm-hmm. also. Yeah. Not that you have to go back and redo that content, but...
But really, when you think of it, if you don't have to always talk to people, then it's going to appeal to the people who would like, you know, who play single-player role-playing games as well. They're not going to have to talk to anybody. They can just go and do whatever they want.
There was one video I saw where they probably should have communicated because I don't know how many times they wiped. It was that Shadow Behemoth event. Did you see that video?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That video, I guess that was one of the elite events. That video, first the monster was huge, and they wiped over and over again, it looked like, in this one video I saw. So
yeah, he was saying that. It was going to be a giant wipe-a-thon, too, before.
Ooh, they're going to have wipe-a-thon videos, or he's going to have wipe-a-thon videos that are going to be exclusive. Not that I want to focus totally on Total Biscuit, because the other people in the community, like Sage-like One, Wooden, Potatoes, Phil, I mean, just a bunch of people. Like, they're all wonderful. Definitely check out... Ooh. Check out their content. But Total Biscuit apparently did some dev exclusive stuff with the explorable modes. So keep a lookout for that, because that should be interesting. That should actually give a really good look. Earthian, stop attacking the mic.
Oh, sorry. I was trying to make sure that you couldn't hear the dogs running across the floor.
Oh.
Sorry.
We should maybe leave that in.
Instead, we got your mic.
Sorry.
The Total Biscuit footage that's going to be coming out in the next few days, I believe, is going to give a really good look as to how the game's going to be for, I guess, kind of like the long term, because the explorable modes are supposed to be the more hardcore, mm-hmm. heroic, or harder. So that's going to be awesome. That's going to give a really good view for what's in store for, again, the long term. So I'm really excited for those.
Me too. But you knew that.
Yeah, well, I mean... Talking about the game and your initial impression and first, you know, month of the game is one thing. Talking about what it's going to feel like in a couple months or a year is definitely different. So.
And I have to admit.
I do want.
Sorry.
You can go ahead.
I was just going to say, I have to admit, I like to listen to Total Biscuit's accent, so.
Oh, this reminds me. I was telling Phalo how I always feel like Total Biscuit is yelling, even when I put him like all the way down to like the lowest volume. he has a yelling tone. But what I was going to say was onto the original question that you had. I think that a lot of the people who are doing press stuff are PvE players in general. Like, they're not, a lot of them aren't PvP players.
Yeah.
So, and I know that a lot of people were commenting on how terrible they were. So I wonder if that has to do with a little bit. Even though some of them did try to make some PvP videos. So.
And that's why they should let me in.
There you go.
Just because of that. No, I actually saw, and I'm not going to say who it was because it was the most embarrassing display I have ever seen of MMO PvP videos. This one website did one. And number one, he was a clicker, which, okay, that's cool. Some people click. But
oh my gosh, how do you, no.
What he did was.
I'm going to vomit. Hold on.
He was running around and he would kill somebody and he was yelling, okay, when somebody dies, you've got to go up and finish them off. You've got to finish them off. And he said that over and over again. But he would walk up to him and just start swinging his sword at him, even though they're on the screen in big letters is finish him, F. And he never did it the entire time. It was the worst display of PvP skill I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, that's terrible.
PvP lack of skill?
You have to tell us later.
Yeah. It was horrible.
You have to link us a video because I want to see it.
The comments in the video are hilarious because he never dodges once. It was absolutely horrible. And it wouldn't be so bad except his commentary was completely wrong with what he was saying. If you're gonna do something like that, at least know what you're talking about.
You know, I feel kind of bad because I try not to sound elitist because I know the first episode we're like, hey, we've done world first and we're which is fine. We want to make people understand that we do have a comprehensive background. But I think we had some feedback about that on one of the feedback sections. And then I caught myself doing a tweet saying these people are terrible. They're not dodging. They're clicking 6 through 10, which is fine because apparently there's getting problems. And then I'm like, oh, I guess I still am an elitist jerk. Oh, well.
Well, it's hard to be. It's hard for like people to tell you to not be elitist. It's like, it depends on like what you consider elitist, right? Like,
true.
It's hard for you to not want to be a better player. Like that is, you should always want to be a better player, even if like you're just a casual player, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So for people to tell you not to be elitist, I mean, it depends on what you consider elitist. But in general, I think that's good. Like, people should want to be better players.
It's not even just in a game. In everything, you should want to be better at what you're doing. Anyway, we'll get away from that.
Yeah, so for me, it's not about that. But I do want to say that... I forgot what I was going to say.
Oh.
Those damn clickers.
I know.
Oh.
I like my Naga. I will stick with my Naga.
Oh, yeah, I used my Naga as well. As well as a Mark keyboard, which is the best keyboard ever made, in my Naga. Opinion.
Oh, I love mine. I have a Corsair K60 and an M90. I like the Corsair K60 because the F keys are really close to the 1 through 0 keys, which is really nice. And from what we see from PvP and stuff like that, it seems like you're going to be using your F keys a lot.
Yeah, that's going to be... The F keys being that close is going to be awesome. That's one thing that's going to have problems with my Merc keyboard because they're nowhere near my main keys. So I'm going to have to do a lot of rebinding.
That's, I'm not going to go into that topic because apparently there's tons of threads and beta leaks about that, but apparently it's hard to bind. So we'll talk about that later.
Weren't people saying that they were using the old school Guild Wars style?
That's
binding. So, and that's really old school. So I hope that they fix that up.
Yeah, I'm actually having a really, and we're trying to adhere to the NDA for people who don't understand what we're trying to get at, because there's a lot of footage and press talk that they revealed a lot of information, but there's also a lot of beta leaks, and trying to make sure what's known and what's not known is kind of difficult. So yeah, but apparently he was using a lot of the old Guild Wars 1 system. But yeah, I guess going off what, excuse me,
wait a second, Biscuit, can I just pause it?
Yeah.